episode is for anyone in the middle of a weird life chapter. Anyone asking the question, what am I even doing? So if you've been feeling directionless, unmotivated, uncertain, or just floating, you're not alone. Let's talk about that scary but necessary space of not knowing, and how sometimes not knowing is exactly where it's supposed to be. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day, and if not, it's okay too. Welcome to the 18th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adhika, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. So let's start with the obvious. There's so much pressure to know who you are, what you want, and how to get there, especially when you're young. Pick your major, define your path, build your brand, know your passion, monetize it, and on top of all of that, be extraordinary about it. But here's the thing, no one says enough. You don't need to have a 5-year plan to be worthy, and you don't need to feel certain about that plan to be growing. Because life isn't a perfectly outlined roadmap, it's a series of confusing side roads, spontaneous turns, and I thought this would feel different moments. So you ever feel like everyone else has it together and you're the only one who's confused? The fear of being left behind, of being behind, of making the wrong choice can be paralyzing, but you're not alone. So what if being lost isn't the problem? What if being still is part of the path? So here's a gentle truth. Not knowing isn't failure. It's foundation. It's a space for listening, for noticing, and for becoming. You're not falling apart. You're falling into yourself. Let's redefine success in transition seasons. So let's talk about transition seasons first. These are the in-between phases of life where you're no longer who you were, but not yet who you're becoming. They feel weird, empty, and uncomfortable, like you're floating in fog. And that's because we're taught to equate action with worth. But what if success isn't always forward motion? What if success is letting go of something not meant for you, admitting you don't have all the answers, and learning how to sit with uncertainty? Maybe you're not off track. Maybe you're just unlearning the map you were told to follow. So here's a journal prompt for people who feel lost. If you're feeling directionless right now, you could try this. Here are 3 questions, but don't rush to fix anything. Just feel it. Number 1, if I could take away everyone else's expectations, what would I want right now? Number 2, what small thing brings me clarity or calm? And number 3, what if being lost is exactly what I need to find what's real? And sometimes the most courageous thing we can do is admit we don't know and still show up anyways. Because uncertainty is where possibility lives. So let's flip the narrative. What if not knowing what you're doing is actually freedom? Because when you're not boxed into a role, a title, or a path, you can explore. You can try weird things. You can be honest about what doesn't feel right. You can change your mind. Uncertainty isn't the enemy. It's the birthplace of creativity, the place where new ideas are born. So instead of seeing this season as a crisis, what if it's a canvas? So somewhere along the way, we were also told that peace only comes after we figure everything out. But directionless peace is still peace. Because what if that peace is something we can find right now, even in the not knowing and uncertainty of things? Try this. Take a deep breath and imagine a version of yourself that doesn't rush clarity. Imagine a version that trust that the path will become clear when it's ready. Now that is directionless peace. It's not passive, but it is powerful. And it's the kind of peace that says, I'm not lost, I'm just not forcing it anymore. So I want to talk about letting go of dreams that weren't yours in the first place. Sometimes the reason we feel so lost isn't because we don't have direction. It's because we're chasing a direction that never actually belonged to us. Maybe it was a major we picked because it sounded safe, a dream that made other people proud, or a version of ourselves that looked really good on paper. But the truth is, some dreams are hand-me-downs, and letting go of a dream, one that you thought you wanted, doesn't mean you failed. It means you're brave enough to choose your own life. So here's a question to reflect on. What goals do I have that don't even feel like mine anymore? Write them down and say goodbye. Then start making space for what actually lights you up. Let's talk about joy. Not the big kind that comes from reaching milestones, but the small, quiet, weird little moments that make you feel alive. The power of tiny, directionless joy is super important. And it includes things like dancing while brushing your teeth, laughing at a video you've already seen 10 times, and making chai or tea just like the way you want, and wearing something just because it feels exactly like you. You don't need a 5-year plan to feel joy. Sometimes the smallest joys are the clearest signs that you're still growing, even when you're uncertain. So try this. Make a list called Tiny Joys That Don't Have to Mean Anything, and let it remind you that your life has meaning, even when it's not going according to plan. So let's first unpack the word behind. Because what do we say when we feel behind? Because we're really not. We're just on our own timeline. So let's ask ourselves, what are we behind exactly? The truth is that there is no universal timeline. We all start at different places with different tools, privileges, disadvantages, and paths. And yet, social media, comparison, and cultural pressure make us believe we're in some kind of race. But guess what? Some people figure it out at 17. Some people figure it out at 37. Some people reinvent their life 5 different times, 10 different times. So you're not late, you're becoming your own person. You're not behind, you're on your own timeline. And it's unfolding exactly as it should. So I want you to write a letter to your uncertain self, the one that's unsure right now. So you write something like this. Dear me, I know you feel unsure right now. You're not broken, you're not falling behind, you're doing the best you can in the in-between. I trust you, and I believe in the version of us that is still becoming. And I want you to read that back and take a breath. And remember, you don't need to have it all figured out to keep going. You just need trust and time. So if you take anything away from this episode, let it be this. You are allowed to begin again, as many times as you need. Let yourself begin again and again and again. You're not supposed to have it all figured out. You're supposed to grow, outgrow, explore, break, relearn, and rebuild. You're supposed to get it wrong a few times, many times, as many times as you need. You're supposed to be a human, not a brand. And there is no final version of you, just chapters. And this chapter, where you don't know what you're doing, is still part of your story. So if you're sitting in that fog of uncertainty right now, I see you. I'm right there with you. And this is your reminder that it's okay not to know. It's okay to be unsure, and it's okay to take your time. Clarity will be there, and it will come to you not by force. It comes when you breathe, when you rest, when you trust that the answers don't have to arrive all at once. Here's to not knowing and still choosing softness. Here's to growing even when we're unsure. And here's to the version of you that's still unfolding. Take care. Trust the fog. You're not behind. You're just becoming who you're meant to be. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk a lot about anxiety, overstimulation from constant digital noise, mental clutter, decision fatigue, and mind loops. Excited to see you there. So until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.